Welcome to the Misadventures of Man and Ravenshield.
Psst! Agent Ravenshield, I have a question for you.
Oh, great. Every time you ask me something, I get a headache.
This is just a simple question. Are you a robot?
A robot? Here comes the headache. Why are you asking?
Because I went to a site on my computer that asked me to verify that I wasn't a robot.
And?
And I'm wondering if a robot really can't tell which of these pictures has a crosswalk in them.
And why are you asking me?
Because you're in your cubicle, it's right across from my cubicle, and you have a robotic personality.
Agent Man, you are so dumb and kind of mean.
Come on, just answer the question, yes or no?
No, I am not a robot.
Oh, darn it. Can you ask Agent Book if he's a robot?
Agent Book?
Yeah, Agent Book. He's in the cubicle behind yours.
Fine. Agent Book?
Yes, Agent Ravenshield.
Are you a robot?
Negative. I am a completely organic human, much like yourself.
Agent Man, he says he's not a robot, but I don't know.
You don't believe Malcolm?
Well, no, not exactly, but wait, Malcolm?
Yes, Agent Book's first name is Malcolm, but everybody just calls him Mac.
Well, regardless of his first name, I mean, his name is MacBook?
Well, yes.
He's definitely a robot.
Previously on the Misadventures of Man and Ravenshield, we found out that Agent Man is an idiot, and that Agent Book is not human. Now, we join our beloved agents in the cafeteria getting ready for lunch.
Hey, Agent Ravenshield, are you eating lunch right now?
Well, it's noon, and everyone in the building is eating lunch at this time. I am in the cafeteria, and I'm carrying this lunch tray, so...
So is that a yes?
Yes, I am getting ready to eat lunch.
Great, can you come sit at my table?
Why?
I noticed that a really cool group of field agents were scheduled for written exams in the building today. I want to impress them and show them I can be socially adept, but nobody ever sits at my table.
That's kind of sad.
And you always sit alone, too.
And there's the passive-aggressive Agent Man.
Look, at the very least, I need someone to talk to and practice my social skills on. That's what Supervisor McLeod told me at my last performance review, right after he told me that I had failed the field agent test again due to a low marksmanship score.
Okay, you got my attention. I'll sit at your table for now. What was your marksmanship score?
Zero!
Zero? You got no points. I thought that was impossible. Isn't there a part in the test where they tell you to just fire down the range to get a feel for the weapon?
My gun jammed.
What about laying suppressive fire? You just have to fire down the field while the cardboard cutouts move across the range.
The sun got in my eyes.
Isn't that part done at an indoor range?
The sun was coming through a window.
The indoor range is in a basement.
Anyway, I ended up shooting all the cardboard cutouts.
All of them?
In the head.
What?
At least two times each.
Well, you only have 7 bullets for the test, and there are at least 10 cutouts.
I reloaded.
But...
Anyway, have you taken the field agent exam?
That's a story for another time.
Stay tuned for more adventures of Agent Man and Agent Ravenshield as they... Whoa. Who are you? I'm the plucky yet slightly annoying announcer.
Slightly annoying? I think I'd rather listen to a cheese grater get dragged across a chalkboard.
Oh, wow. And you think Agent Man is mean? You know what? I don't need this kind of abuse. I was the voiceover guy in all the serials back in the day. I was a big star. A big star, I tell you. Superman would have never treated me like this.
Who's Superman?
I have no clue.
Agent Man, did you take my parking space again?
No. Why would I do that? And besides, I don't even have a car, or any vehicle, to be honest.
Okay. Hey, you remember last week at lunch when we were talking about our hobbies?
Yeah, ham sandwich.
Wait, what?
I categorized my days by what I had for lunch. It helps me remember things. That conversation was on ham sandwich day.
Are you trying to wreck my train of thought?
What? No.
Anyways, when we were talking on ham sandwich day, you told me that you love to collect rocks.
Oh, yeah! I really do love to collect rocks. Igneous, metamorphic, they're so fascinating. And why are you bringing this up?
Because there's a big pile of rocks in my parking space!
I don't see why you think those are mine. Aren't they redoing the landscaping in the main courtyard? Maybe it's from the groundskeepers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. There's a rock on top of the pile?
Yes, a lovely sedimentary sandstone. I did notice it.
There's a note on that rock taped to it.
Oh, really? That's kind of weird.
It reads, "Property of Agent Man. Please do not move."
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I really wasn't trying to hide it from you. I just...
No. The bottom of the note reads, "P.S. Do not tell Agent Ravenshield. I don't want her to know that it was me." And it has your signature on the bottom!
So, can I leave them there?
No!
Come on, just for the day?
No!
What about until lunch?
No! I said no!
Alright, I'll start moving them right now.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, in hindsight, I shouldn't have left that note.
Hey, Agent Man, are you about ready for lunch?
Yeah, I can finish filing after we eat.
All right, what are you wanting for lunch? And what do you have in your hand?
Oh, this? It's a broadsword. I thought that was pretty obvious.
Yes, it is. I was just in shock and just asked the first thing that came to mind. But what I should have asked was, why do you have a broadsword?
To protect myself.
Come on, Agent Man. Do not make me ask all of the questions that are going on in my head.
But I don't know what you're going to ask.
All of my questions are obvious ones.
Obviously not.
You know, okay, fine. You want to do this the hard way, that's fine. Okay. You say you have to protect yourself. Who told you that?
Supervisor McCloud. He told me that since I don't have access to guns, that I should get something to protect myself.
Why a broadsword?
Because it looks cool.
Okay, I will give you that. But who get... You know what? To save my breath, just give me some expositions here. Tell me what happened after your meeting with McCloud.
Oh, well, I went down to requisitions, and I asked the agent there for a broadsword.
And they just gave you one.
I thought you were saving your breath.
I was, but I have a feeling that you're not going to give me enough information.
Of course they gave me a sword. I asked nicely.
Well, as long as you ask nicely.
Even I felt the sarcasm in that.
I definitely was not trying to hide it. Anyways, please continue.
That's it, really. Supervisor McCloud told me to get something to protect myself. I went down to requisitions, and they gave me a sword. Then I came back to my cubicle to get my filing done.
See, This is what I'm talking about. I ask questions, and you still don't give me enough information.
Well, you can ask more questions.
Oh, I am gonna. Why a broadsword?
You asked that one before.
I know. But I just need to hear you say it again.
Because it looks cool?
Yep. That's what I thought you were gonna say. Why not mace?
Ooh, a mace would be cool too.
No. Not a mace. Just mace. Pepper spray.
Oh, I already have some of that.
Of course you do. And dare I ask where you got said pepper spray?
Requisitions.
Requisitions? Of course. And what about... I can't even believe that I'm going to say this. A taser? You know what? Do not say you already got one. Why aren't you saying anything?
Because you told me not to say that I already have one.
And you got it from requisitions.
Yep.
I work in a forever fever dream.
You seem like you're really hangry. We should go to lunch.
Yeah, you're right. Are you gonna bring the sword?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. You know what? It is pretty cool, though.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. This is the first in what we hope is a long line of mega episodes of The Misadventures of Man and Ravenshield. The voice actors in this episode were Mandy Livingston as Agent Ravenshield and Carl Seavey as Agent Man and the announcer guy. All editing done by Carl Seavey. Sound and music were provided by Zapsplat.com, with additional sound and music provided by CS. This episode was made possible by the following apps and programs: Zapsplat.com, Anchor.fm, CleanFeed.net, Audacity, Facebook Messenger, and Marco Polo. For more information on this podcast and our other podcast, Mouthy About Marvel, please go to MouthyAboutMarvel.com. If you have a question or comment, you can send us an email at man.ravenshield@gmail.com. That's MANN.RAVENSHIELD@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to this episode. If you stumbled upon this episode before June 1st, more episodes will be releasing on that day and following every 2 weeks after that. If you came here after June 1st, then the next episode should start in a moment after I stop talking. Sorry. I'll let you go now. Have a good day.